grim reading today from the police blotter in Ciudad Juarez, just across the border from El Paso. 9 people killed in drug-related violence, including a police officer gunned down by AK-47s in front of his home, and a former district prosecutor ambushed outside of town. There's a war taking place in Juarez and other cities across northern Mexico. It pits rival cartels fighting for a cut of the $40 billion a year market for illegal drugs in the U.S. against those trying to stop them, Mexican police backed by the army. The Bush administration is urging Congress to approve $1.4 billion in military and other assistance to help Mexico win the fight, but the money is mired in Congress. Lorne Madelon reports.
House and Senate Democrats say they will not approve the aid unless it's tied to preventing any human rights abuses by the Mexican police and army. Congressional leaders, such as Senator Patrick Leahy, say they don't want to abandon Mexico, but neither do they want to give a blank check.
We don't give dollars to our own police departments without asking for some accountability of how it's going to be spent. So we're not going to give the money that we wish we had for our own police departments to police departments in another country.
The Vermont Democrat chairs a subcommittee that oversees foreign assistance. He insists aid be tied to allowing civilian investigators to probe army killings and performance evaluations.
You don't send it to a police department, for example, to help stop crime if it's going to go to some of the police departments that are involved in crime. But anybody who's spent time there knows that some of the same people who are supposed to be stopping the flow of drugs and guns and money, some of the same people who are supposed to be upholding the law, have been involved in breaking it.
Mexicans say they've been blindsided. They believe the outline of the aid package had been settled last year. Further, Mexican President Calderon has made reform of the police a priority, and he's established a special military tribunal to try soldiers accused of violating citizens' rights. But now, reacting to what he sees as U.S. congressional backtracking, Calderon says, "We will defend our sovereignty. We will not accept conditions that are unacceptable." Others in Mexico go farther, calling Washington lawmakers insulting and arrogant.
You know, it's unacceptable that another country wants to dictate what we have to do.
Mexican Congressman Jose Morales is a member of Calderon's inner circle.
You want to talk about human rights? Let's talk about Guantanamo. But we're not criticizing the United States. But we're not very happy that they have so many things to give us that money to fight a common crime. And 90% of the arms that are in the hands of the criminals come from the United States.
Since 2006, more than 5,700 Mexicans have been murdered in drug-related killings. Victims include cartel leaders, top police commanders, high-ranking soldiers, and innocent civilians. Former U.S. Border Patrol agent Richard Serra says the U.S. is being needlessly heavy-handed.
Mexico is not going to accept it, and I don't blame them on that. They are trying. There are going to be glitches. There are going to be problems. There are going to be some abuses, but they will sort this out and they will work it out. If we shut them down, if we deny them help, it's going to backfire on the United States. The violence is already spilling on our side of the border. And at times you don't know which side of the border you're on when it comes to the drug cartels and the violence that comes with it.
Jorge Chabat is a leading Mexican security analyst at the Center for Investigation and Economics in Mexico City. He says the latest indignation in Mexico has strong historical precedent.
There is a tradition of anti-U.S. Feelings because the U.S. invaded Mexico in the 19th century, but certainly this feeling has been promoted and used politically by the presidents and people in the government in Mexico.
Chabat admits Calderon is using nationalist rhetoric to protect him against sniping from the opposition, which is anxious to paint him as a lackey of the U.S. And Senator Leahy says many in Congress are anxious to help Calderon.
I think it's because many feel that President Calderon is trying to clean up the mess down there, that we're willing to try to work with him, but we want to know where the money goes.
Leahy says back-channel negotiations are going on, and he's optimistic some kind of deal will be struck. For The World, I'm Lorne Madelon.